We're going to talk about that verb now.
Okay.
Not eat, but what we're doing right now. You told me to blank down.
To sit down.
Okay, so I
sat.
As a matter of fact, I had
sat
down before you said it. Okay. If we're eating and our food is being passed around, say the potatoes or something, and you were gonna invite me to have some, what would you say?
Have some potatoes. Why don't you have some potatoes? Take some.
Okay.
I've heard people say have a chair instead of sit down. Have you ever heard that?
Have a chair.
Have a chair.
Have a seat.
I have a seat. Take a chair. Pull up a chair.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that one. There's lots of them.
Do you want me to say things I've heard?
Say, tell me first what you would, what
say,
probably what you think you would, try and imagine what you would do if you weren't thinking about it. And then anything you've heard besides that would be helpful. If I passed you the potatoes and you didn't want any, what would you say?
I'd say no thanks. No thank you.
Anything else?
No thank you. I don't care for any.
Okay. What, if you had a big roast on Sunday, Monday, you might say you were going to have
leftovers.
Okay, anything else? How about warmed over food?
Warmed over. Heated up. Heated over.
When we eat food, we
chew.
Okay. Yesterday, we
chewed.
It had been before it was swallowed. It had been
chewed.
Okay. We've already talked about mush, didn't we?
Mm-hmm, a little bit. I didn't know much about it.
You don't know?
It's boiled cornmeal, isn't it? Cornmeal that's put into salted water and boiled. And it comes out into a mush. And sometimes, I think up north, they put pork meat into that and call it scrapple.
Oh, I never had scrapple.
Then, you haven't. Then they slice it up now. They slice that scrapple, let it get cold. And that forms a hard cake of meal and meat, see. And then they spice it up, flavor it up with whatever they want to, like maybe a little black pepper, or if they like it hot, they put hot pepper, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would fry that for breakfast, and it could fry quickly, so it would be already prepared.
Yeah.
And they'd just be fried then. And that's called scrapple by them. And in the South, it seems like they do that and maybe add flavors, seasonings, and maybe some meat broth and meat to it. And then, and eggs, and call it that cush you were talking about. And they can fry that in a hurry.
Oh.
Or bake it. And that's where dressing came from, what we call dressing.
Yeah.
Chicken dressing was really just that kush, that what the old folks call, old-fashioned people call kush.
Okay. Usually when we have meat at a dinner, we also have
vegetables or potatoes.
Okay. And we usually grow our vegetables in our
gardens.
Okay. Now, what is the husk of the corn? What do we get from that?
From the husk of the corn?
I think that's where, I'm not sure. This is what you asked me about before.
From the husk of the corn.
Grits.
Hominy. No, honey, we don't get it from the husk of the corn.
No, I know you don't get grits from that, but what is hominy?
Hominy, all of it comes from the kernels of the corn. The kernels are on the cob of the corn. The husk is what's on the outside, and you throw that away.
Okay.
Like the green little leaves on it. You throw that away. Then the hominy is those kernels of the corn. And they use lye with it somewhere. They call it lye hominy. But like I told you, I've never been on a farm, so I don't know the preparation of it. But some way they must boil the cobs of the corn until the kernels fall off of the cob.
Okay.
And it makes hominy.